USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian troops into eastern regions of Ukraine on a peacekeeping mission Monday. Putin declared Russian-led breakout areas of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk as People's Republics and independent regions on Monday. Putin ordered Russian troops into the separatist areas of Ukraine. Russian President Putin via a translator.
They see us as a dog barking at the caravan. We have never agreed to that, and we never will. Russia was always standing for resolving the most difficult issues at the negotiating table.
President Biden and our allies will announce new sanctions against Russia on Tuesday after Moscow recognized two breakaway regions of Ukraine as independent. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced Tuesday that he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia as punitive damages against Moscow over the Ukraine invasion. We are USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus?
Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mark Cuban shuns politics for a run with his very own pharmaceutical company.
Billionaire investor Mark Cuban announced the launch of his online pharmacy at the beginning of the year. Cuban was asked on Fox Business if he'd ever consider running for president in the future, and he says he thinks this new company will be a better focus for him.
What I'm finding out, particularly with CostPlusDrugs.com, I can have a far greater impact than trying to pretend whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat and playing party politics.
He says the goal of the online pharmacy is to eliminate middlemen and bring lower drug prices to Americans. A Gallup poll released in September found that some 18 million Americans reported being unable to afford at least one doctor-prescribed medication in the previous 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japan's Nikkei stock market dropped nearly 2% this morning as news between Ukraine and Russia continued to escalate. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a television statement, gave his justification as to why he plans to take back Ukraine. Russian-funded RT News translates some of the statement.
But our suggestion was refuted from the get-go because we can't allow Russia to limit the activities of NATO. We were told that legally binding guarantees of security, only NATO members can have such guarantees. And last December, we have sent our partners the draft document about security guarantees and also the draft agreement on the measures of enhancing Russian security and NATO member security. In response, NATO members and the U.S. were saying a lot of words. There was some reasonable ideas, but they were talking only about secondary things. And it looked as an attempt to bring this discussion away from the main point. And we reacted in kind. I would like to emphasize that we are ready to negotiate, but only on the condition that all matters will be considered as a package in complex without going away from the main proposals made by Russia. And those have three main items. Firstly, non-expansion of NATO to the east, non-deployment of offensive weapons next to the Russian borders, and finally, bringing back the military infrastructure back to the consideration of 1997 when the Founding Act was signed between Russia and NATO. These principled proposals were ignored.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.